We're headed deep into the jungle.
It can be really relaxing as well, don't you think?
I don't know if relaxing is the word I would use. Oh, that was a crab.
No pain, no gain.
And plan to win.
This means so much for our family.
There's no better feeling than winning.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, April 11th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. There's no stopping these beloved procedurals. NBC has renewed all six of its Dick Wolf-produced scripted series, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Law & Order, Law & Order SVU, and Law & Order Organized Crime. Stranger Things will animate The Upside Down with a new series that's in the works at Netflix, as Matt and Ross Duffer continue to plan for the future of the franchise beyond the fifth and final season of The Mothership Show. The streaming giant announced an animated series is currently in the works. It will be inspired by the Saturday morning cartoons that the Duffers used to watch as kids. Plot details are under wraps beyond the fact that it's set within the world of Stranger Things. Emma Roberts is back for another season of American Horror Story, and this time around, she'll be joined by none other than Kim Kardashian. The TV personality and businesswoman will join Roberts in the upcoming season 12 of the FX anthology horror series titled Delicate, expected to premiere in the summer. Though details about her role are under wraps, series co-creator Ryan Murphy told The Hollywood Reporter it was written specifically with Kardashian in mind. And Elizabeth Hubbard, the daytime Emmy-winning soap opera star known for her roles on As the World Turns and The Doctors, died over the weekend. She was 89. The daytime star was beloved for her turn as Lucinda Walsh in CBS's As the World Turns, a role she played from 1984 until the show's final season in 2010. She earned 8 daytime Emmy nominations for her work on the series. Hubbard also starred as Dr. Althea Davis in NBC's The Doctors, which earned her first daytime Emmy. Hubbard's other TV credits included another Emmy-winning performance in First Lady's Diaries, Edith Wilson, as well as One Life to Live, Law and Order, Hope and Faith, Life on Mars, and Anacostia. She also appeared in films The Bell Jar, Ordinary People, Cold River, and Center Stage. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. It may be an uphill battle, but the climb is worth it in the end on today's number three pick. The NBC game show The Wall is back, and contestants will be squaring up against the gigantic wall again in hopes of winning big. Every episode, $12 million will be on the line as teams of two work together to answer trivia questions. If they get the question right, a green ball falls down the wall and could potentially win up to $3 million each time. But if they get it wrong, a red ball falls. Where it lands, that money will be deducted from the team's total. Here's a preview.
You could earn millions in seconds.
This means so much for our family.
There's no better feeling than winning.
I don't know how I would have made it through without you. I want to thank you for everything.
Drop it!
This thing can change our life.
The love that I have for my family. I'm the richest man in the world.
And this season, there's a twist. Players will have a chance to add $1 million to their total winnings by playing Wall to Wall, a new mini game where 7 balls will drop at the same time down the wall. But there's also a chance their earnings can be wiped completely. It's anybody's game. This show is so exciting. The new season of The Wall drops tonight at 9 on NBC. It's trivia time. The Wall has given millions away in its 4 previous seasons, $25 million to be exact, and it has changed the lives of countless people. And an NBA superstar executive produces the show. Which NBA player is it? LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, or Steph Curry? Stick around for the answer.
Number 2.
put some muscle in it for the season finale of our next pick, Restaurants at the End of the World. Chef Kristen Kish has traveled around the world from Panama to Norway and Maine. Now she's headed to Brazil for an extra special meal at a floating restaurant called Sempressa. There, Chef Gisela Schmidt sources her ingredients locally, even going as far as digging herself for sururu, or charu mussel. In this sneak peek of the episode, Chef Kish tags along for the game of searching for mussels in a deep vat of swampland and mud. Take a listen.
All right, yeah.
Okay, we're here. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
You look very calm.
I'm just kidding. I am going to be completely eaten alive by bugs, which is one of my worst nightmares. But, you know, I'm here to learn, so I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do it. Oh my gosh.
See what it takes to get a good product?
Holy moly. So what do we look for?
Você tem que meter o dedo, assim, ó.
You see the hole?
Yeah.
You put your finger in.
Okay.
Once you locate the holes created by the sururu, you have to dig deep since they can be up to a foot down.
I think he's
just digging. Oh, nice. I'm just gonna start sticking my fingers in some holes. I can't tell if that's a branch. Oh, I think I got it.
You got it.
It is so satisfying when you get one.
Yes, it is. It's like a game.
Yeah, it is.
It's the weirdest thing. Once I started to get the hang of the process, I kind of got into it, even if I was still a bit on edge.
It can be really relaxing as well, don't you think?
I don't know if relaxing is the word I would use. Oh, that was a crab.
No pain, no gain.
Talk about farm-to-table dining, or in this case, jungle-to-table. You can watch the season finale of Restaurants at the End of the World tonight at 10 on National Geographic. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Our number one pick today shows that your mind can sometimes be your own worst enemy. The new Hulu dark comedy, Am I Being Unreasonable?, comes from the mind of Daisy May Cooper, who stars as Nick. She's a struggling mother and wife who feels unfulfilled in her marriage and is just trying to keep up with her larger-than-life son, Ollie. But when a new woman named Jen moves into town, Nick's world is flipped upside down. At first, the two share a fiery and fun friendship, but it soon spirals out of control, bringing up Nick's deep-seated secrets that begin to resurface. Here's a preview.
She is vile.
Mom, school. Gotta go to school.
2 minutes, just let me watch the end of this.
You know what?
That's so unfair. The one thing I'm lacking in my life is, like, real connection. Possibly because I'm insecure and I've got no mates. So it's Jen, isn't it?
You're Nick.
Yeah.
Do you want some gin?
Oh, yes, I could kiss you.
Don't do that. Just make it weird.
You're great.
I try.
Cause you're a boss, hey, babe. You wanna see? I'm a keeper, but ain't nobody keeping me. Don't need protection from a man or the cash in his hand. I'm a winner, baby.
Flashes of something I said to you. It was a guy called Alex.
What happened?
Mum's been weird.
Yeah, well, Mum's always weird. We know nothing about her, Nick. She's got weird energy. Seriously, get rid of her.
That's not Jen.
I went to your house earlier. You don't even live there.
Who are you? Nick, calm down.
Sorry. Well, can Nick get her life back under control? Watch to find out on Am I Being Unreasonable? All episodes of the new series are streaming now on Hulu.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which NBA player is an executive producer on the NBC game show The Wall? LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, or Steph Curry? That would be the NBA's all-time scoring record holder, LeBron James. In a 2016 interview, James said he was a fan of game shows growing up and still is of video games. He was most excited to be part of this show because, quote, in 1 hour, we're going to give anyone the opportunity to win big and change their lives. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What to Watch.